Welcome back to the podcast. We are going through relationships, the three stages of relationships, and why 90% of people don't get past stage two, and how you can actually make it past stage two to enjoy the fruits and the deliciousness that stage three has to offer you. So with that being said, before I kick into it, guys, if you could like this video, subscribe if you don't subscribe. The bigger the channel gets, the bigger the guests get, and the better quality content that comes out for you guys. So thank you so much for doing that. Let's rock and roll. So these are the three stages of relationships. I've learned this or heard this or different variants of this. I've also heard four stages of relationships from some people as well. I like the three stages and they make sense to me. So the first stage is what most people obviously are aware of, is the honeymoon stage. And that's where you meet someone and you're not meeting the fullness of who they are. You're meeting the personas and the parts of themselves that they put on display and that you put on display. Because to make it to stage three, you actually need to actually embody the wholeness of what, who your partner is and who you are, because shame only derives its power from being unspeakable. We all have traumas, we all have triggers, we all have shadows, we all have things that we hide and we have shame around. And when we first get into a relationship, we want to impress them, we want to, make ourselves feel good, we want to get to a second date, we want to get them into the bedroom or whatever your motives are. So to do that, we're going to put our best foot forward and try to be, just show the polished versions of who we are, and we're going to keep that shit that we don't want to show them back here, and hopefully they never see that. And that's why it's called the honeymoon period, where the sex is amazing, there's no dramas, you do everything for each other, you take the trash out for them or whatever it is. It's like, it's all sunshine, rainbows and pixie dust. And the reality is, and this is why people get addicted to the honeymoon stage, is it's a one-sided world. And life is not one-sided. If I gave you a magnet, if this was a magnet, it's not, it's a pen, but if this was a magnet and there's a positive pole and a negative pole, and I said, I will give you $1 billion right now if you could go out, take this magnet and give me a magnet with only one pole, a negative without a positive or a positive without a negative. It doesn't matter how finely you cut that magnet or how you manipulate it. The reality is you will give me back a magnet with a different size or a different whatever you've done to it, and it will still have a positive pole and a negative pole, because we are whole human beings. We are not one-sided human beings, and relationships are whole. They're not one-sided. So people get addicted to fantasies. They want the relationship with the sunshine, rainbows, great sex, no arguments, and it's just all fluffy shit, and they don't want the dark sides. They don't want to recognize that you've got your shit and your partner's going to trigger them, and they've got their shit and they're going to fucking project onto you, and you're going to have disagreements. Because fuck that, that's not what Hollywood shows us. That's not what my fantasy of a relationship looks like. And that's why people get addicted to this. Because at some point, and I don't really have time frames of when this happens, if I was to guesstimate, around the sort of 9, even earlier, 6 to 12, 18 month stage, you enter stage 2. And what is stage 2? I call stage 2 the triggered stage. And that's where the personas start to wear off, and you start to show, consciously or unconsciously, more sides to who you are, your dark sides, your shadows, your triggers, your wounds, your traumas, and you start to trigger each other. Now, I have a rule that I have worked with my clients before, and a rule that I share around, and I've had a lot of people ask me the question, when are you ready for a relationship? And I think that's a great question. And this is my answer to that anyways. There's two parts to it. Number one is you must recognize that every single person on the planet has shadows, traumas, wounds, things that you have not worked through yet. And if you disagree to that, show me a single person on the planet who doesn't get triggered. A single person, just one person. And if you think you have, it might be someone who's meditating all day and who isn't actually facing the reality of life, because you will attract people and circumstances to reveal your unhealed traumas and unhealed wounds. So you get triggered. A trigger is revealing where you haven't done some integrating or done some processing yet. So step one is to recognize and take ownership that every single person has their work to do. There's triggers at play, there's traumas at play, there's childhood wounds at play, or whatever's happening. We all have them. And then the second part is you must take ownership of your own stuff. Because please hear me when I say this next line. Nothing triggers you. It only reveals what's inside of you. And your partner, your intimate relationship, will be the ultimate mirror and reflection of your internal world. So whatever your partner, quote, triggers you, they aren't triggering you. They're revealing what's inside of you. So if you can make it past stage two to stage three, which I'll get to in a second, you actually get all the fucking growth and abundance and conscious and, oh, there's so much goodness that comes with stage three. But the reason most people don't get past stage two is because they don't do those first two steps. They have a fantasy that relationships are just sunshine, rainbows, and it's like Hollywood. And they don't actually take ownership and recognize that every single person has their own stuff to do, their own healing to do. And then they don't actually take ownership for their own stuff. And they project and they blame their partner. You're too emotional. You're too much. You're whatever. You're whatever. You're whatever. And then they ruin that relationship. And then they'll get into another relationship. Enjoy stage one. Enjoy the honeymoon period, the sex, the excitement, the thrills and the sparks and the fireworks. Eventually, they'll get into stage two. And the same shit happens again. They'll blame that person, project on that person. And then they'll start the process all over again. Now, if you can relate to that and you've done that, comment below. If you know someone who's done that, give this video a like if you haven't already. So that's the sort of trap with stage one and two. We get addicted to stage one because it's all the sunshine, rainbows, great sex, intimacy, fireworks, chemistry. But we don't make it past stage two because stage two requires a level of honesty, a level of vulnerability, a level of ownership to actually work through your stuff. And most people don't like that. They don't want to look within. It's scary. It can be scary. It's emotional. It's fucking shit you've suppressed from years and years ago, from mum, from dad, from childhood, or whatever it may be. But whatever you resist will persist. Whatever you suppress, you will express. So you can run away from whatever you want to run away from, but whatever you run away from, you run into. Back to the quote I said earlier, you will attract people and circumstances to trigger your unhealed traumas, unhealed wounds. So you can take the gift that your partner is mirroring for you to say, hey, look, I've clearly hit a nerve here. I've touched a soft spot. Maybe there's some healing for you to do. And that's the ultimate gift when you get to stage three. So stage three, I call it the integrated or the conscious stage of a relationship. And that's where you actually accept your partner for the wholeness of who they are. Their shadows, their downsides, the fact they snore or whatever their things are that you don't necessarily are positive about them. You love them for who they are. And this is the part I love the most about relationships, is once you get to a level where you've got those two parts where you take ownership that, or you recognize everyone's got work to do and you take ownership on your own shit, when you are in a relationship with someone who's also got those parts about them, you're able to heal through your stuff so quickly. Because to heal, it requires consciousness. You can't be held accountable to something that you're unaware of or you're unconscious of. And then it requires a level of processing, of integrating, of being seen, heard, loved unconditionally. And that's what a relationship in stage three can provide for you. And how do you get there? It requires a level of work. It requires a level of exploration within, of actually exploring your internal world, of actually addressing your shit. And again, why most people don't like doing it. It's why most people struggle in relationships. It's because, and just to explain to you why your partner triggers you so much, is there's three things. There's trauma, which is traumatic events. And I categorize trauma as unprocessed memories or undigested experiences. And how does that occur, or how does a trauma be created? It's when you're dysregulated, your nervous system isn't regulated because you can't experience trauma within your body. You can within your mind. You can't experience within your body with a regulated nervous system. And it's the common themes of something that's traumatic is something that's too much, too soon, too frequently. And it just overwhelms you. It overstimulates you. It like overwhelms and shuts down the computer. So that's what something that can be traumatic. That can be abuse. That can be not being seen, not being enough, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, the list goes on. So the reason your relationship's going to reveal that in you is because you have triggers. Now, triggers is what sets off the trauma. So say you've got a wound here, and let's say the wound, well, mental wound is the trauma. If I touch it with a cat hair, it's going to shock you. So you've got your own wounds from mum, from dad, upbringing, childhood, early relationships, school and whatever stuff you've been through. And your partner, just by being around them, And by them seeing all sides to you, because remember in the honeymoon period, you're just showing the polished sides to you, not the scary, wounded, messy, emotional sides. Because they just see more of you, just by putting awareness on that, they're going to trigger you. Like if you bump into someone at the at the shops and you do something, or they do something that pisses you off or makes you wrong or triggers you, you may never see that person again. So you don't have to address what was brought up. You can just say, oh, fuck them, it was their fault, whatever. And you can just, whatever story you want to run. But if it's your partner and you guys trigger each other or you reveal a wound within each other and you don't like it, well, you're getting into bed with them if you're sleeping in the same bed, if you don't get put in the doghouse. But you're going to see that person again. You can't just avoid it. So it forces you to confront it. And that's why I love relationships once you get to stage three. Because when you've got a level of awareness and self-acceptance and empathy for yourself and your partner, that being triggered is actually very natural. It's very normal. Your stuff coming to the surface is a good thing because it gives you the awareness to now then go heal through it. How do you heal through it? I've got a ton of tools to do that. I've done podcasts on that. So go look at, I forget the episode, but I think it's called What WTF is Inner Healing? What the fuck is inner healing? And I go through heaps of different modalities, but there's a ton of ways to heal. There's Reiki healing, energy healing, NLP, Demartini facilitation, traditional therapy, psychedelics, breathwork, sound healing. There's plenty of ways to heal. But once you have awareness, okay, I've got something here, and then you've got the tool to actually integrate and process it, you get to heal. And you will have so much of that in your relationship. I've posted this quote a couple of times on my social media, but it's an intimate relationship. You will do more work inside of one, more than any therapy, any plant medicine, any meditation retreat ever. And it's true. And that's when you get to stage three, it doesn't have to be like fireworks and like explosions with arguments or disagreements. I mean, my beautiful fiance, we still trigger each other. We had one like 2 days ago, but it doesn't blow up to this insane argument where we scream at each other. We're definitely triggered. There's obviously our inner child that's hurt that's coming to the surface. But once, it probably takes maybe 20 minutes. That one took about 20 minutes for us to sort of get through the sticky point of it. Where like when we even first started dating, it would last days. I remember when we weren't officially dating, we were just kind of seeing each other. I remember I cut her off because something happened. She triggered me. I cut her off. Like that was how I used to act. But now, because I've done a lot more work since then, whatever, 5 years ago now, it's like I'm able to actually recognize that she's not triggering me. She's just revealing what's in me. And that's my stuff to work through. And having that safe container and space for you both to love each other unconditionally with support and challenge. Because there's a line to this conversation of you don't tolerate poor behavior. You don't just, oh, thank you for the lesson, and then allow them to keep treating you like shit. Like you set boundaries and you're willing to walk away from the relationship too. That's a part that I teach with my stuff. So anyways, those are the three stages of relationships. You've got your honeymoon period. People love the honeymoon period. Sunshine, rainbows, fucking sex, amazing, incredible. Triggered stage. Most people won't make it past this because it requires going deep within yourself and doing the work. And most people don't want to do that. And number three is the conscious integrated phase where, oh my God, it's so delicious. It's so amazing. It's just an incredible phase of a relationship. So I hope you got value from this. If you did, send this to a friend or a family member or maybe your partner if you wanted to work through that. If you wanted to get to stage three, I highly suggest working on yourself, doing inner work. That's exactly what I do. So if you like my vibe, you like what I'm about, go to my website. I've got tons of things on, heaps of exciting things coming out, especially for 2024 and onwards. So go check that out below. And yeah, reach out to me on social media if you want to connect and have a chat. I appreciate you watching subscribing to my podcast. Please subscribe, please comment, please share this around. It helps me grow and bring on epic guests and heal humanity. So thank you so much. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.